Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland, and it's the holiday weekend, so a lot of cool things going on, and Sean is going to help us figure out what maybe we should do this weekend if we're looking for something to do. And it's always a pleasure to have him on the program. Sean, welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm delightful.
Excellent. You are delightful. Let us start with what you have seen over the last couple days.
I saw the movie Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which was a Sundance Fest Audience Award winner. It's a coming-of-age story, which, to be honest, not at the top of my favorite genre list.
Really? I would think you'd be all over that. All right.
Yes. It's actually a very good movie. It's about a teen who's sort of miserable and immature, and he's forced by his mother to hang out with this acquaintance of his, this girl who's been diagnosed with leukemia. And if it sounds like a bummer, well, you know, it kind of is at times because of the subject matter. But they're interesting kids. It's really well written. The acting is first rate. The kids are played by Thomas Mann, R.J. Seiler, and Olivia Cooke. And there's a great supporting cast as the parents: Nick Offerman, Connie Britton, Molly Shannon. And I would recommend it. It's one of those indie movies that's really good.
As opposed
to the ones that aren't.
They do exist, and they're out there, and this is one of them. All right. And then you saw a more mainstream film, I would guess.
I finally got caught up and saw Mad Max Fury Road, which is just bonkers. It's like 2 hours. It's a two-hour car chase. Real stunts, minimum CGI compared with your typical action film. Charlize Theron, Tom Hardy, and a lot of gross post-apocalyptic body horror stuff, but great, great car chases. Very exciting.
Okay. So is that I can't tell. Is that a positive review, a negative
review? Oh, it's a totally positive review.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'm just warning people that there are some gross things you have to look at.
Okay.
So if you don't like that kind of thing, it's probably not for you, but it's a really well-made film. George Miller, who's like in his 70s, made this insane action film. You know, he's had this really strange, interesting career. He did the Mad Max movies, but he also did Babe and Happy Feet. I mean, he's an interesting guy.
good stuff. All right, so that's what you have seen. Now let's get to what's going on, and beginning with an opening that is happening in Chatham tonight.
Actually, there's a matinee.
Hey,
at the MacGain Theater today. Yes, it's John Waters' Hairspray, the big happy Broadway musical. You know, if you told me in 1987 that a John Waters movie would be made into what has become a staple of Broadway and then regional theater, I would not have believed you. But good for him.
Yes, absolutely.
Also opening tonight. At the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs, it's Opera Saratoga's production of Rossini's Cinderella. And then on Monday, over at the National Museum of Dance, it's the opening of the production of Purcell's Dido and Aeneas, and they've constructed a special stage for that. It's kind of an interesting production. Usually Opera Saratoga, they would do their season in like 2 weeks. That's how traditionally it was. This time they're doing shows like once a week, so go to their website to figure out, because it's not the same as they used to do.
Okay, that sounds good.
And then tomorrow night, Friday, First Friday Albany, sort of, this is like the perfect storm party weekend, you know, it's because the 4th of July comes on Saturday.
Right.
So it's just, I mean, downtown is already starting to empty out, and it's only Thursday.
I know.
People are ready to go.
I was just saying, it normally takes me like an hour and 15 minutes to get to work. This morning it took me 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's
exactly.
Not a lot of people out there.
So there's new, First Friday, it's the art event. There's new shows at the Upstate Artists Guild and Albany Barn, and there's a pop-up show at the Women's Club of Albany, and there's stuff all around town. And that's 5 to 9 p.m. in downtown Albany.
All right.
And then there's this really interesting thing on July 4th. Of course, we have the big New York State July 4th celebration at the Empire State Plaza with Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes and Jill Hughes and a great big fireworks demonstration that gets started. The whole festival starts at 3. The thing is, this year, it's going to be reconfigured because there's still construction going on.
Yes.
on the south end of the plaza where it's usually held, so it's over on the other side. It's on the Capitol side. And then also on July 4th, there is an old-fashioned July 4th festival at the Claremont State Historic Site in Germantown. And during the day, it's like a 19th century festival with Revolutionary War reenactors, 18th century activities, children's contests, including sack races, and something called Grinning for Cheese.
All right.
What on earth could that be?
I don't know, but I'm in, man.
Exactly.
Do whatever for cheese.
Yes, Grinning for Cheese and hay rides. And then at night, it's like a 21st century festival with a band and fireworks and all that. So that's in Germantown at the Claremont State Historic Site.
All right.
And on Saturday, on Friday the 3rd and Sunday the 5th, the Hudson Air Radio Theater at PS21 in Chatham. It's like a live radio-type show, radio dramas with a Foley artist, and it's going to be stories by Mark Twain and Booth Tarkington and stuff like that. And then at SPAC on Tuesday, the New York City Ballet returns.
Good stuff at SPAC.
Yeah, and Tuesday is going to be an all-Balanchine program, and Wednesday the program is called All-American. Which is a lot this week. A lot going on.
Absolutely. And we have about 15 seconds. The movie coming out?
It's called The Overnight. It's like a swinging Californians comedy with Jason Schwartzman and Taylor Schilling, and I can't decide if the trailer is fun or annoying. So check it out for yourself.
We'll find out. Sean Stone is arts editor of Metroland, metroland.net. Sean, you're great. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.